What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're live at the Maryland Club where the Terps take on UCLA in a matter of 3 hours. A game you can hear right here on 105.7 The Fan. But tomorrow, huge football game. Ravens hosting the Steelers. And let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Brooke Pryor covers the Steelers for ESPN. She joins us now. And Brooke, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. One of the things we've been discussing this week is the Justin Fields of it all. So curious to get your thoughts. How much Justin Fields do you think we see tomorrow?
You know, I don't think it's going to be more than 50% of the offensive snaps. I mean, I would expect the Steelers. I know that Arthur Smith said this is a burn the boats type of game in terms of.
Did you say 50 or 15, Brooke? I'm sorry. Did you say 50 or 15?
I said 50. 15 snaps, though, 1-5, does sound maybe more realistic. I mean, I know that there's been some speculation that maybe, you know, Justin Fields would start, something crazy like that. I would not expect that. I think this is going to be a situation where, you know, even if Arthur Smith is trying to burn the boats offensively, he's not going to, you know, light them all on fire and do things the way he hasn't done since Russell Wilson went into the starting lineup. I think that we will see Justin Fields packages, but not necessarily full series.
That all being said, Brooke, is Russ just cooked at this point? And obviously it's not all on him. George Pickens had 3 drops and was a no-show in that Cincinnati game. But is Russ done?
You know, I'm not sure. I think that there are things in the last 4 games that make me think that that's the case. But I think it's maybe more in terms of scheme and play calling because he hasn't been injured. There isn't a reason why he would go kind of over the cliff that it seems like he's gone. The offense has gone really since the first Bengals game when he threw for more than 400 yards. I mean, that is the way that I think the Steelers should be playing with their offense, where they got the ball out of Russell Wilson's hands quickly, got it into the hands of the playmaker. There was a lot of yards after catch. I think if they do that, then no, Russell Wilson isn't cooked. But I think that some of the problem recently has been that George Pickens has either been hurt or coming back from injury. They didn't have a great connection last week. And talking with guys in the locker room, you know, they've suggested that George being out for a couple weeks, the getting back into the groove of things is harder than maybe he expected and just harder for the offense. So I don't think that Russ is done, but I think that the Steelers need to call things differently to get him going.
On the other side of the ball, Brooke, there was a lot of seemingly sort of finger-pointing and navel-gazing and confusion after that game in Baltimore, and Derrick Henry doing what he did didn't seem to sit well with a lot of guys. It looked like they made some gains in that final game against the Bengals, but they've also allowed 30 or more points in 5 straight playoff games. Like, Where are you on the state of this defense? I figure they bow up. I figure there's a lot of pride there, but there's also recent baggage.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the defense is in a much better place mentally and in the product that they're putting on the field than the offense is right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, the communication thing was a really big issue in that 3-game slide and the 3 games in 11 days because things didn't go well against Philadelphia. I think they thought that they would rebound pretty well against the Ravens because they've always played them so well. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen. The Chiefs game was even worse. I think that was kind of rock bottom for this defense. But I think it helps a lot that they have guys like Deshaun Elliott back. T.J. Watt is playing closer to 100%. Both corners are expected to play in this one. Dante Jackson has been dealing with the back injury. But at this point, it seems like because they have all these pieces together and they kind of got back all on the same page against the Bengals. I mean, yeah, they lost, but in the first time they played the Bengals, they gave up 38 points. This time around, they only gave up 19. And I think that that is kind of helping their momentum. All week in practice, the defense has had a ton of energy. They started out with a mosh pit in Tuesday's practice. Like, they're really loose, and I think they are not as angry with each other the way that we've seen the previous mm-hmm. couple of weeks. So I think that they are in a good place.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going into this one.
We're talking with Brooke Pryor. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Brooke, in our next segment, we're going to talk about Zay Flowers and how big a loss it is and how the Ravens pivot from that. Just from, I guess, from the Steelers' perspective, how big a loss is no Zay Flowers?
You know, the guys in the locker room, guys in the secondary have kind of said, you know, it's not going to change a ton of what the Ravens are going to do because they still expect Derrick Henry to be one of the focal points of this offense, especially because of how poorly the Steelers played against him the first time around. So I think that limiting Derrick Henry is their top priority because, you know, you mentioned all the points that this defense has given up in playoff games. They've given up at least 21 points in the first half of the last four playoff losses, I believe, maybe five playoff losses. They've gotten in a hole quick. And so I think that the Steelers' objective here is to stop the run early and kind of let that dictate what they do. But, you know, they're wary of Rashad Bateman, and I think that they are mm-hmm. especially wary of Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. That's another area where having Deshaun Elliott back to help with that back-end communication is going to be key, because Deshaun Elliott was talking about, you know, he's played with Derrick Henry and with Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews, and he said that they are Mahomes and Kelsey like in the way that they have this chemistry and can, you know, turn something out of nothing. So they are, I think, trying to prevent some of those coverage busts from happening like they did the last game.
Ravens are double-digit favorites heading into tomorrow's game, Brooke. How do you see it playing out?
You know, last time I believe the Ravens were, what, close to double-digit favorites?
Yes,
it was a wider spread than we're used to, and I thought, there's no way Vegas doesn't know anything, and then I felt silly. But this time, I'm going to go against Vegas again. I don't think that it's going to be a double-digit game. I think this is decided by a field goal at the end. I think that this is going to look more like the typical Steelers-Ravens games that we're used to, low scoring, a lot of defense, very physical. So I think that, you know, maybe 21-17, and I don't know that I feel good enough to call it for either side. I change my mind every hour, it feels like. I think the Ravens end up winning this one, but I think that the Steelers at least put up more of a fight than they did here a couple weeks ago.
Obviously, there's this whole referendum on Mike Tomlin thing that's out there, right? And people are waiting for him to win another playoff game and all of that. Do you think that he plays this any differently than he has some games in the past? Do you think he tries to break tendencies or break any trends when you have lost five straight playoff games in the manner that they have? Do they try a trick play early? Does Danny Smith have something in his back pocket that they throw out there earlier in the game rather than waiting for desperation time?
You know, I don't think so, because mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin has talked about how important it is to be steady and to not, you know, change who you are, not change your identity. So I don't think that that's something he's going to do. Mike Tomlin doesn't coach from a place of desperation, even, you know, if most of us would. I know that if I was in his position, I probably would try to go with a trick play early, fake field goal, whatever it is. But that's why I'm not a head coach, and I certainly have not been one for 18 years. I think that he calls these the way that he always has. And I think that, you know, he is going to hope that there's a different result. But I think there's, you know, something about the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So we'll see how this one goes. I mean, clearly the way that the last, you know, five playoff games have gone have suggested that something needs to change in the way that they prepare, the way they come out of the gate. So we'll see if they were able to make those adjustments. I will be very interested in particular to see how that first quarter unfolds.
Ravens and Steelers, it's 27 hours away. Brooke Pryor covers the Steelers for ESPN. Brooke, always great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Coming up next, we get to the Zay Flowers of it all. He will not play in this game. He's been declared out already. Ravens are healthy otherwise, but no Zay Flowers. How big a loss is this? How do the Ravens pivot and try to rebound from no Zay Flowers? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.